We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
3 o'clock hour. You are killing it today with the music, Solana. You had with some old Elton John, if I remember correctly, the last segment, and now some Lionel Richie. Let's go.
Big night tonight.
Crank this up.
Big
crank this up.
Night.
This is a big night tonight. It's a big playoff game. Big night. Everybody needs a little Lionel Richie. We're running with the night.
Get him, Lionel.
Come on. Come on, Lionel. Let's give DBJ one game with all Lionel Richie songs.
Can Lionel got some bad songs now? You playing?
Oh my God! Yeah. Back from the Commodores and then to all his solo hits. You absolutely could.
When I think of Lionel, I think of a good name. I think his name is Lionel Turner. He was a linebacker from LSU my rookie year. He left camp in the middle of the night. He didn't want to play anymore.
What?
I was my rookie year. My roommate's name was Lionel
like Solana
Turner.
At summer camp.
He was in, like, we were together, you know what I'm saying? And we were together, so we're waking each other up, you know, we're icing our knees together, like, you know, we're sharing Gatorade.
Was he undrafted like free agent?
Yeah. Or undrafted was he free agent from undrafted free agent from LSU, but Saban just came from LSU, so he knew him. So they draft me in the third round, and they signed Lionel Turner as a free agent. So we're roommates because we're both linebackers, you know, as rookies. And I went to sleep Tuesday night, woke up Wednesday morning, and I had a single room. Dude just hit it. Just went back to
get
went back
here.
To Louisiana. Yep.
Huh. Yep. Just figured, like I'm not
and
making
never play
this
football
team.
Again. Like he was just like, no, I don't want this. Because Big Vernon Carey put them hands on him a couple times. And then he had to cover Randy McMichael, and he was like, yeah, this ain't for me. This ain't for
this
me.
This is not for me.
And he hit it in the middle of the night, like a movie scene, really. The dude just snuck out in the middle of the night, went home, and just
That's
got a job
crazy.
At high school. Yep.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, because as he mentioned, big night tonight in South Florida sports. This is not a series you want to let get away from you. So this is a big night. Headlines, Alejandro Solana.
Big night tonight. Some interesting Heat news, by the way, which I will get to here momentarily. These headlines are brought to you by Jose Cuervo. Good things come to those who tip. Tip your delivery driver 20% or more and be one of the thousands of lucky people to have Cuervo cover your tab. Enter and find contest rules at Cuervo.com/tipsyforcinco. Drink responsibly. Panthers, Lightning. Game 2, 8 p.m. at the BB&T Center tonight. On his birthday, Chris Drieger has replaced Bobrovsky as the starting goaltender for the Florida Panthers tonight.
Let's go. Let's go. We have bet the Panthers to win the series at plus 135. It's probably like plus 250 now that they're down 1-0. Let me take a look. And then we also bet the Panthers tonight. And it was minus 105, if I recall. Yeah, it's minus 110 now. So Panthers are essentially even with the Lightning tonight. They're both minus 110. And just look at the series price, because obviously it's going to have changed. Yeah, the Panthers right now to win the series are plus 280. And we got it at plus 135 before game one. So if we would have waited, but, you know, again, had they won game one, which it looked like they were going to do, would have gone way down. It would have been, you know, minus 350 like it is now for the Lightning. Lightning are now minus 350 to win the series.
Yeah, I was golfing today, and the guy asked me, "Hey, are the Panthers for sure going to play again down here after Tampa?" they should.
I'll let you know tonight.
yeah. Call me tomorrow. That's what I should have told him. Call me tomorrow. I'll let you know.
All right. What else you got, Solana?
Just a reminder, no Sam Bennett tonight, the Panthers center, suspended for game two. He'll be back for game three in Tampa. Again, you can hear tonight's 8 p.m. puck drop on 560 The Joe, WQAM.
Yes, and Doug Plagan's radio voice for the Panthers is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk about the game with him. Talk about the crown-shaped Burger King nuggets with him, too. That's right in his wheelhouse.
So we know when Game 1 between the Heat and Bucks will be. It's set for Saturday in Milwaukee. Milwaukee, of course, the 3 seed, so they'll have home court throughout the first round of this series. However, the time is still TBD, to be decided. No other times, dates released yet for this series. We'll find out probably within the next couple of days. Some interesting news here, though. For Game 1 on Saturday, the Miami Heat, they tweeted out 30 minutes ago, they are united in black. That's their hashtag going into the playoffs. However, trophy gold returns for Game 1 of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, Jesus.
It's an interesting choice by them. It's interesting. Because I don't think that those were beloved uniforms, but if you're starting the playoffs and you got the trophy gold, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
No. We did not hit their protocol on sales. Bro, come on. Those trophy golds are terrible.
No.
Mr. 305.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
I'm going to look at the Heat's Twitter account just to see what the replies are.
Not good.
You might have ruined the trophy gold for everybody.
Solana.
It's really not fair. By the way, the Heat have clarified that at their home games throughout the playoffs, so at least games 3 and 4 of this Milwaukee series, they'll be wearing black. Again, their slogan is United
in
Black.
Yeah, and they're asking fans to wear black as well. Yeah. It's mixed on their Twitter. It's mixed.
We got to go to a Heat game, too, now. We went to I missed the Panthers game tonight. But, yeah, we got to support the Heat, too.
I'm a little disappointed with those trophy gold jerseys because they made this big announcement of the limited release. So, I bought 2 jerseys in anticipation for a limited number of jerseys being available. And a week later, they sold more yellow jerseys, trophy gold jerseys.
They did?
Yeah. Without the number on them. They released these.
Get out of here. Really? So you got Tyler Hero serialed?
I got Tyler Hero serialed.
You and I keep getting burned by the Heat. When's my cereal bowl getting here? When's my $80 cereal bowl getting here?
Y'all chased a shiny object. Oh, wow. Oh, a limited edition, huh? Yeah,
Jack. Oh, my
Jack.
God. You got cerealed.
Hey, you want my Bam Adebayo trophy gold jersey? Has a nice number on it. Just one of 6,100. No, I'll just buy the one without the number on it because it's identical. It looks exactly the same.
Did they really do that? They didn't do that.
They did it. I'm telling you, they did it.
So they said they were only selling a limited number, and then after they sold out on the limited number, they just sold as many as you want, but there were just no numbers on them?
Right. They weren't considered of the limited variety, so there's no number at the bottom of the jersey specifying that this was a limited release for the trophy gold championship celebrations, but it's a yellow jersey. Like, anybody that wants a yellow jersey can have the yellow jersey. Right now, you can go online, buy the yellow jersey.
Yeah, I get it.
But you should pay 3 times the price on eBay for mine. UM versus Alabama, the opener, September 4th. It's scheduled for 3:30 p.m. The Canes won't get primetime on ABC. Instead, that'll go to Georgia Clemson.
All right.
Tonight, Marlins, 3-game set. versus the Phillies in Philadelphia. Game one is at 7:05 p.m. start time.
You know what? Are the NBA playoff? I'm guessing the like the Heat Bucks series isn't. There's no odds yet. Is there?
I haven't seen any odds.
Yeah. On. So there's series odds on my side. It's Bucks minus 280 to win the series.
Right.
Heat are plus 225. But there's no game odds. So tonight's games: Pacers are a 2-point favorite over the Hornets. Celtics a 2-point favorite over the Wizards. You want to guess what the line is for tomorrow? Tomorrow's the marquee one: Lakers and Warriors. You want to guess what the line is? Lakers Warriors.
5.
Yeah, it's 4.5. Lakers minus 4.5. Interesting. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Yeah, tonight, Pacers, Hornets, 6:30 p.m. Indiana, 2-point favorite. That's interesting. No Caris LeVert tonight for the Pacers. He's out due to health and safety protocols. So, arguably their best player missing tonight's game. Hornets,
by the way,
2-point underdog.
Tonight's Hornets-Pacers game and tonight's Wizards-Celtics game can be heard on 790 The Ticket.
Correct. Beginning at 6 p.m., the broadcast
That's right
after our show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9 p.m. will be Celtics hosting the Wizards. Finally, this is interesting, Goldbelly, they're selling a limited edition Cheez-It birthday cake. It's made from an entire box of crackers. The cake will come out to a cost of $49. Again, a cake made all of Cheez-It crackers.
But it like,
nasty.
Do you cut into it? Because a cracker, like, you can't cut a slice of cracker. You know what I mean? It would just crumble.
I think the filling is made of Cheez-It, though. The filling itself is made of Cheez-It.
But mush Cheez-It?
It would have to be.
I got
to
look
yeah.
this up. Cheez-It cake? Is that
That's
what you said?
Nasty. That's
yeah,
nasty.
Yeah, Cheez-It birthday cake.
Cheez-It.
Right, type in nasty.
Cake. Cheez-It birthday cake. Cheez-It celebrates 100th birthday with a special cake. Goldbelly is selling a Cheez-It birthday cake. It's a balance to salty sweet perfection with swirls of caramel throughout, hints of strawberry in the icing, and strawberry-covered Cheez-It crackers, chocolate-covered Cheez-It crackers popping out of the top to join the party. Okay, so it's not like a giant Cheez-It. It looks like maybe there's some Cheez-Its coming out of a cake, which I enjoy a Cheez-It as much as the next person. I didn't enjoy the Cheez-It bowl too much.
It's a
cake I'm looking at it
that
now.
Looks like a Cheez-It box.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it makes a lot more sense.
And
y'all turned my stomach talking about a cheese cracker cake.
Because how much Cheez-It cracker? How much Cheez-It cracker could you eat?
Yeah. Not a cake.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Not going to stop me from ordering it though. I'm on Goldbelly right now. I'm getting one.
Look at you. Look at you.
Be at Winn-Dixie tomorrow for $3. All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, your weather update from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now, 82 degrees, cloudy outside in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop to around 75 degrees. Looking like a nice mid-70s night at the BB&T Center for tonight's Panthers Lightning game. That is your weather.
All right, Will Manso from Local 10, he's going to join us next. I am super excited to share with you some information. I said this yesterday, you know, it might actually save your life. And I know that sounds so deep, right? When we're talking about Cheez-It cakes and I go, here's some information that might save your life. But this is true. I'm talking about Life Imaging FLA. Now, what is it? Well, basically, you go there, you get scanned, you find out about the health of your heart. You find out if there's anything scary going on inside your body that maybe you should know about. You know what happens. Usually if your doctor sends you for scans, it's because they want to confirm their thought that something is already wrong. And a lot of people, they come back and they find out that something is wrong, but it's too late. Or you're fighting an uphill battle. You know, why wait? Why wait? You go get scanned on your own. We're so lucky to have Life Imaging FLA here in South Florida. I mean, you've got to take advantage of their free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements. And we all have family members that have had heart disease or have heart disease. You should know if you're at risk. So anyway, I went. I wanted to know if I was at risk. Thankfully, my score came back perfect. Zero calcium. That's a huge sigh of relief for me. Huge sigh of relief for my wife. And I also took advantage of their full body scan. So if you listen to me on this show, you know my family has a history of cancer. Life Imaging FLA gave me peace of mind. My scans came back clean. This was just last week, by the way. But I wanted to know, right? I wanted to know rather than waiting too long and finding out before I could actually do anything. Early detection saves lives. Life Imaging FLA is preventative health. It's preventative medicine. Life Imaging FLA, they can save lives. They've got the FDA-approved, state-of-the-art, low-dose radiation CT scanners. They can detect heart disease and cancer before a patient shows any symptoms using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. And they make it so easy to get information and get yourself over there for your scans. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, just call #250 and say the keyword free heart scan. It's that simple. Just #250 and then you say the keyword free heart scan and you'll be connected in seconds. This is something that you don't want to put off. This is something that you want to do. And I'm telling you, we're lucky to have Life Imaging FLA here in South Florida. So you call Life Imaging FLA from your cell phone, #250, and just say the keyword free heart scan. That's #250 and just say the keyword free heart scan. All right, we're going to take a break here. Will Manso is going to join us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Do I have a shot with Mila Kunis?
No.
Hock and Crowder.
Will Manso is actually in his car heading over to the BB&T Center. I will head over there around 6:30. Now I'm going to leave Boca around 6:30 and... bing, bang, boom. Catch some playoff hockey. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports anchor at Local 10 here in Miami. Hello, Will.
It's good to be on. Ready to see the Stanley Cup champs tonight, the 2021 Stanley Cup champs in action.
Yeah, you don't want to, I was saying to Crowder, you don't want to let this get away from you. You don't want to go down 0-2. So this is a very, very important game. But I want to start with the Heat, Will, because we found out today they're going to start on Saturday in Milwaukee. Okay. And I'm curious your take on it, because we all love to be cocky Heat fan on Twitter. But Milwaukee is not a pushover opponent. And I understand we pushed them over last season in the playoffs. But they are not a pushover opponent. And the point that I keep making on this show is that Milwaukee has everything on the line. The Heat, I don't think, do. Like, sure, they would love to repeat as Eastern Conference champions. They'd love to get back to the NBA Finals. But I believe that this series, the playoffs, are a litmus test for Budenholzer and Giannis and Milwaukee as a whole. So I'm nervous about this upcoming series. I'm not going to lie. Where do you stand on it?
Well, first of all, I'm always nervous. No matter how cocky of a Heat fan you are, I'm always nervous. Everyone's always a little nervous because the reality is that in about a week and a half, the Heat season could be over, and we could be looking back and saying, what if, and if they had kept healthier in the season and, you know, a first-round exit, because the Bucks are good. And I think what you just said, I think there was some truth, but I don't agree with the Heat side of things. You're right on the Bucks side of things. This is year three of Budenholzer. They've gotten to a high level as far as win totals in the regular season, but they haven't proven in the postseason. And the revenge factor is obviously huge, but I do think there's still a chip on the Heat shoulder with Jimmy in particular, but I mean on the team for the most part, of trying to prove that last year wasn't a fluke. I know they say they don't hear it or care, but trust me, they do. They do. They hear it. And they know that if they're a first-round exit, then everybody's just going to look at last year and see, I told you so. The bubble was a fluke. And I think no one does that push more than drive more than Jimmy. And the reality is this, as bad as the Heat were at times this year, when they played with Jimmy Butler, they were one of the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. And there's no reason that this shouldn't be a long series. Now, Milwaukee probably has the advantage. Obviously, at home court, they've got a superstar on Giannis. They had
Uh-oh.
Let me see if I can get Will back.
Sounds like he dropped. Rutro. There is some breaking news. It gives me a chance to break in with some breaking news, which is, you know, this is the beginning of breaking news, if you will, because it's got a long way to go. But the Florida Senate has, because they had this special session, the Florida Senate has officially passed the gambling agreement with the Seminole tribe. So now it's going to get challenged legally. But I am excited to announce, being a gambler that I am, excited to announce that it has passed. From Will Manso's own Local 10, their website, reporting it, that sports betting in Florida is a step closer to legalization after the Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill approving a gambling agreement signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the Seminole tribe. The bill that passed today on a 38-1 vote will also allow the tribe to add roulette and craps to its 7 casinos, including the popular Hard Rock facilities, Fort Lauderdale and Tampa. The bill will now go to the House, which will vote on it on Wednesday. So we're getting closer to gambling. You cut off, Will, but I read a little breaking news from the Local 10 website there that the Senate has passed this sports gambling compact with the Seminole tribe, and there'll be lawsuits, okay. But we're one step closer to craps and roulette and sports gambling here in South Florida.
Very nice. Well, before I was rudely cut off, I was just saying Heat in 5.
And that's exactly much. Where you were headed. Yeah. All right. Will Manso from Local 10 is back with us here, and he got cut off, but we're talking obviously a little Heat and Bucks. He's on his way to the BB&T Center, so cell phones cut out, Crowder, as we all know.
I know. And Will, something you said right before you cut out, you were talking about Giannis, the MVP, like that's their guy. Bro, I really believe, Will, we have Bam. So if Bucks fans say we have Giannis, I'm going to tell them I've seen the Heat gentlemen sweep them in 5 last season. I've seen them dominate them in the regular season. You have Giannis, but we have Bam. Am I crazy to put Bam on that level and just that's what I'm going to throw at you? Giannis, here goes Bam. Do what you can do.
I mean, I wouldn't level him up. I know what you mean, Jay. Like, he's our guy, and he could do so much. But Giannis is Giannis, and the thing about the weird thing about Giannis is his kryptonite really has just been the Heat. Like, I know he hasn't had playoff success yet, obviously the level that he would like to reach, but it's the Heat that have really found the way to fluster his game.
Will,
in the regular
Bam.
Season and in the playoffs.
No, Will, it's Bam. I'm telling you, it's Bam.
You know,
Bam, Bam is big as him. He's athletic. It's Bam, bro.
Listen, Bam is a big part of it. And there is, and I give Eric Spoelstra a big part of it, too. Their game planning as a staff for Giannis, with Bam leading the way, but with others as well. You know, remember last year, you saw a lot of Jay Crowder there. You saw, and this year, I think you're going to see a lot of Trevor Ariza there and trying to slow down Giannis. They just find a way to build a wall and frustrate him. And sometimes he puts his head down and gets to the basket, gets to the free throw line, but sometimes he just starts settling for jumpers, which is what you want him to do. And if they could do that again, I like their chances. But you're right, Bam is a big reason why, and I think Bam continues to be underrated, and I think that's a storyline to follow, too. Timmy proved his worth last year at the whole superstar talk, and is he that? He is. I think he quieted that. I think Bam, is he truly an ascending star, too? I think this postseason is for him to prove that to everyone.
How about this one, Will? Who has a better chance of going further in the playoffs, the Heat or the Panthers? Panthers obviously down 0-1, but they would have to get through Tampa, not easy, and then Carolina, who's had their number season long. But the Heat, on the other hand, got to get through Milwaukee, not easy, and then they would have Brooklyn.
Yeah. I think to answer your question, I would still lean Heat only because they've done it before, but both are tough. Look, Carolina had its way with the Panthers this year. So a huge step for the Panthers is just to get through this series. Like you said, they're down 0-1. The Heat, though, have proven that they can beat these quality opponents with this core in the playoffs they did last year. I think if they beat Milwaukee, I'd be excited for a big series against Brooklyn. I've been all along, since they got Harden, the Nets, that the Nets the team to beat, that I just don't know how a team with 3 stars like that screws it up. And I know it was early in the season when they got together, the talk of no defense, but I just think when you are in the playoffs and stars come out, you have three of them. I don't know how the Nets screw this up. So it would be a very difficult situation for Miami to get through the second round if they could somehow get through the Bucks. Panthers, though, I still feel they can win this series. I still feel confident that they're better. But the other night, getting those key players back, the Lightning sure did look a little bit different than they did in the regular season. And I think you guys know, I mean, tonight is about as close to a must-win as you can get in a non-must-win situation.
And, Will, speaking of the Panthers, though, because we transitioned over to them speaking about the Heat, Driegers in goal. Bob had 35 saves, but he gave up 5 goals. Like, are you okay with that? Are you okay with the bro, one game into the playoffs, they changed goalies. Are you cool with that, Will?
See, I thought he should have started Driegger all along, and that's not just revisionist and looking back. I felt Driegger was the better goalie all season consistent-wise. I get that he had a little injury situation down the stretch, so maybe he wanted to go with Bob and experience, and he's healthy, and give Driegger a chance to just step in if Bob struggled. You're right. He made a lot of saves the other night. But the one thing about Bob that's becoming evident is when everything is right, he's still a pretty good goalie. He maybe isn't. I know people talk about his big contract. He's not an elite goalie. He's not one of the best goalies in the league like you thought maybe you were getting when you signed him. But when things are right, he's still very good. The problem is, guys, when the Panthers shoot themselves in the foot and get in the penalty, we saw it the other day, he just doesn't help you in those situations. The special teams was bad. The defense was bad. They put him in bad spots with those penalties. But a truly elite goalie finds a way out of those spots. And I just don't think Bob is one of those guys. So I think he's going with the consistency of Driegger, and I'm okay with that. I thought he should have started game one. I think he's a little more consistent in those tough spots than Bob is. When things go wrong and sideways for Bob, man, it could go downhill fast.
You just wrapped it up perfectly, which is, yeah, they didn't do him any favors always having him on a, you know, always having them on a penalty kill. But when you're a $70 million goalie, when you're an elite goalie,
yes,
you're the guy that actually has to be that final line of defense that stops goals that other goalies can't. It's why you're getting paid so much money. You just nailed it.
I'll give you an example. And it's not an exact comparison, but it's almost like if you're paying a pitcher, you know, $150 million in your star, and the team behind you makes errors and puts bases loaded with an out or two. Yes, if you give up a hit to a big batter and 3-run score, yeah, it's the defense's fault for putting guys on base. But you're paid to get that out. And I know it's not a direct comparison, but in a way it is, meaning you're put in a tough spot. You're paid a lot of money. You've got to find a way out. It'd be great if everything was perfect and other guys helped you, but he just doesn't find a way out of those spots enough.
Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10 tonight. I'm sure he will have live reports from the BB&T Center for Panthers Game 2 against the Lightning. Solana and I will be out there as well. We're going to the game tonight, Will, so maybe we'll run into you.
I will see you. 4, 5, 6, 11. I'll bring the rats.
Very good. Will Manso, Local 10. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, guys.
Right, I thought he was gone there for a sec. Play Talk About It Tuesday next, Solana. Think we got enough time to fit in a little Talk About It Tuesday?
I think so. I think we definitely have some time,
huh? All right. Do a little Talk About It Tuesday here in a moment.
For over 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They are the best. And then in most cases, they don't have to come to your home or office to fix your roofing needs. They practice social distancing. They want to keep you and their workers safe. And like I say, home or office, they specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And the special financing offers you can get through Wygreen right now, they'll blow your mind. And I have to ask, when somebody says they've been on top for over 42 years, I asked Donnie, the owner, I said, Donnie, how do you do that for over 40 years in this South Florida market? He told me it's easy. He hires the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they have the best material. Whatever you got up there, shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, terracotta, whatever you got up there, they have the best material and the most highly skilled workers, and they're going to watch out for you. That's why J&K's been on top, and they promise us as customers, and yes, I say us as customers because I'm a happy and proud customer of J&K Roofing. They promise us quality service, safety, and health, and that's what we want. And we're here in South Florida. Hurricane season's about to start now. Y'all don't want to have roofing issues down here. You got to call J&K Roofing today to get that roof right. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
Talk about it Tuesday next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Talk about it Tuesday. Solana. Solana's got topics. Me and Crowder have opinions. Let's go, Solana. The floor is yours.
All right. You ready, Hawk?
Floor is yours.
Crowder.
I think the floor is yours.
Yeah, now I know why Levitard had to get rid of me. It's annoying.
Your NBA MVP, we'll start it off with an easy one, for 2021 is...
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Max Strus. All right, I may have gotten carried away there. I think it's Jokic. We kind of had this conversation yesterday on the show. If you're doing it regular season and you're basing games played as well, you know, you can't have missed a ton of games. I think it's Jokic. And I think, and yesterday, didn't we look at the odds? Wasn't he a massive favorite?
Huge favorite.
Yeah. I think he was a massive favorite. I just don't think there's much... I don't think there's much debate on this one.
Well, I'm with you. I think Jokic is a mass favorite. We talk about it and all. And, you know, the Nuggets, they are what they are. It's not exciting. So I love what Steph has done, because Steph had a hell of a, like, about 6 weeks. Steph stepped it up. I don't want to hate on the big man, but the basketball, you, we all know what's going away from the big boy stuff. So I think Steph should push him, but I'm with you. If we had to bet money, I'm going with Jokic, because the man is damn near a triple-double every night.
I will say, though, and we kind of broached this yesterday, I would love for them to include the postseason for NBA MVP. I would really love for them to include the postseason, because the postseason is so long. You know, it's not like it's the first and second round are three-game series like they used to be. I mean, you're talking about, by the time you get to the NBA Finals, I mean, a Finals team could have played, you know, by the when it's all said and done, almost an additional 30 games. And so if there is something close, if the Warriors make a spectacular run through the playoffs, somehow get past the Lakers and make a spectacular run, then, yeah, then a guy like Steph Curry would deserve it. So I would love for it to include the postseason.
Yeah, and I'm with you 100%. I think it should. But if they're just doing the regular season, because if you don't make the playoff, what if you go crazy? What if a guy averages 25, 12, and 12? But his team's no good. You know, like, that's that trade-off of a guy playing great basketball for team success. I know they're not going to change it. I hope they change it, but I know they're not going to change it.
Do you have a different opinion on MVP, Solana?
I think Crowder nailed it. I think Crowder won this round. I think you were terribly wrong, Hawk. It's not who's going to win. It's not who has the best odds. Who should win MVP? And it's Steph Curry, the most exciting player, put up the most ridiculous number, won another NBA scoring title with a much less talented roster. Steph Curry should be the MVP this season.
But I think Crowder said Jokic gets his vote.
Nah, he said if he had to put money on it, it's Jokic.
But no, and this is something else that people talk about this time of year, and we've done it now for years. I think there's most valuable player to their team, and then there's the most outstanding player. So we need an MOP and an MVP,
right?
Because there's value and then there's outstanding. I would rather watch Steph Curry play basketball 20 nights out of 10 nights than Jokic sit there in the paint and beat up people and shoot hook shots.
But
I'm
if you do that, I mean, we don't have to look any further than the Heat and how important Jimmy Butler is to the Heat when he's out there versus when he's not out there.
Jimmy P train. Now you're selling me, Hawk. I think Hawk's about to win this round, Crowder. He's on the Jimmy P train.
MIP, most important player. It's because it's different than MVP. It's MIP. most important player.
Now I'm off.
Of course not.
Hawks bandwagon.
So we have MVP, we have MIP, and we have MOP.
Right.
Yeah.
But who wants
NBA's
to be
already, they're already stingy with their money. They're not making all those trophies.
Be a mop.
Plus, you're handing the MVP trophy to a guy clearly that is unhealthy. You're promoting unhealthy eating habits by giving it to Nikola Jokic. Give it to Steph Curry, people.
All right, what else you have?
Man, you see his little belly?
About. Go ahead. What else you have for Talk About It Tuesday?
All right, Hawk. I know you're a huge Kevin Garnett fan because you loved him in Uncut Gems. But I'm out not only on Kevin Garnett. I'm out on Uncut Gems solely because of what KG did this weekend. I loved Uncut Gems until what KG did this weekend. Gave his Hall of Fame acceptance speech over the weekend. He thanked everyone from the Celtics organization that helped him win an NBA title with the Big Three Celtics back in 08. Except one critical member of that team he left off in his acceptance speech, Ray Allen. KG, he's a bum.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. They have been salty with Ray Allen since he left for the Heat. And you can understand they were part of something there and he went to their absolute rival. So they've been salty. I remember when it first happened, KG said that he took him out of his cell phone, that he deleted his number from his contacts. I'm with you. It's petty. But it does not change the fact that Kevin Garnett put in the best performance as an actor turned athlete in the last 20 years in film. And it does not change the fact that Uncut Gems is an all-time, if not Hall of Fame banger. And that movie is truly made good by numerous members of the cast, including Kevin Garnett. He is not a bum.
Kevin Garnett's a bum.
Oh, God.
Crowder wins another round.
No. I'm going to go with my guy, UD. When they asked UD about the Hall of Fame inductees this year, UD gave people credit. But they asked UD who's tough. And I'm going to go with UD being tough because I watched him in his first 3 minutes of the season mush Dwight Howard in the face because UD is a Miami goon. So when they asked him about KG and said tough, UD said, let's separate basketball from tough. There's tough guys and there's basketball guys. And UD does not respect KG as a tough guy. UD said KG is just a talker. He's not about no action, boss. So I'm going to go with UD. I don't like KG. I'm with you, Solana.
You see him in Uncut Gems? Dude was tough. Dude was tough.
Worst acting ever. You can tell he's reading, Hawk. He's reading
Stop,
the whole
get
time.
Get out of here.
He's reading.
Not bad acting at all. I
How
dare
much does
you?
This diamond cost?
Oh,
this is
stop
nice.
It.
This
How
is not.
Dare
he
you.
Sounds like G. Sounds like John Coffey.
He was
Coffey.
So good. Get out of here, John Coffey.
I'm dog tired, boss. Dog tired.
Not even close. Borderline racist.
Oh, I can't be racist, so I
damn
get away
it.
With it.
Never get him into that box.
Those loopholes.
Damn it! All right, go ahead, Solana.
Speaking of Uncut Gems. Videos went viral of the star of Uncut Gems, Adam Sandler, who's playing pickup basketball in Long Island. I sent you both this video today. Not sure if you got a chance to watch it, but if you did, who has a better chance of scoring a point on John Crotty? Adam Sandler or me?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Neither of you. I mean, it's nice that Adam Sandler was playing in a pickup game, an interesting outfit rocking, but neither of you two could score off a former NBA player that's still in good shape, and that is John Crotty. So neither of you are getting a point.
You got to pick one, though.
If Crotty,
me or Adam Sandler.
I can't. Neither of you are going to score if Crotty didn't want you to.
Glad you brought that up, Solana, because like you worded it, who has a better chance? I've seen Adam Sandler actually hit buckets. I've seen Adam Sandler actually play basketball. He's been playing pickup games for years. The video just went viral. Adam Sandler would whoop you probably 11 to 2 in a game to 11.
That's the
Adam
real
Sandler
question. Who wins That's the real question. Who wins in a game, Adam Sandler or Alejandro Solana?
So you guys,
Sandler all day.
You guys have
mortgage.
Next. You guys have
I
next.
Have my mortgage.
At the pickup rec league at the J, and it's fours. It's both of you. You guys got next, and it's me and Sandler shooting around. You're picking up Sandler over me, is what you're saying.
100%.
All day.
How dare you guys? I mean, look at the shorts he's wearing. How the hell can he play basketball in shorts down to his ankles?
Yeah,
what is
what
this?
You
the 2001
your capri pants.
What is this?
Capri pants?
The 2001 N1 mixtape tour? Where are you, the professor, Adam Sandler?
I like how Solana has tried to jam in like 18 basketball references in 45 seconds. You got next, fours, blah, 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 and one, professor. Like, he is just rattling up. He wants you to know he's a hip-hop head, and we're at the Sooge night.
Where's the Sooge
right,
night
one
again?
More, Solana. One more, Solana.
Oh, this is tough. Derek Jeter, he's working with ESPN on a six-part documentary about him called The Captain. Probably be released in around 2022. But Fox today, they announced they're working with Tom Brady, hoping to create a Tom Brady reality TV show. Which would you be more excited to watch? Derek Jeter's six-part The Captain special or a reality show surrounding Tom Brady?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Tom Brady all day. Dude is unencumbered since he left New England. Derek Jeter still has to, you know, toe the company line. Big owner. Tom Brady all day. Dude's getting funnier and funnier. He's letting loose.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Hawk. Tom Brady's lame as hell. He's lame. He's married and he's lame and his wife runs his life and he gets drunk and can't walk himself off a boat. Derek Jeter dated Mariah Carey, Vanessa Milano, Jessica Alba. You want me to keep going? Jessica Biel, Lara Duda, Scarlett Johansson. I want to hear about these stories, man. I want to hear Jeter talk about what's going on with the one with the one won't. Derek Jeter documentary is 10 times better than lame-ass Tom Brady walking around, not drinking coffee, not eating strawberries, eating this lame-ass TB12 diet, Hawk. Come on, man.
I'm all day on that Tom Brady reality show. Give me that. All right. Anything else, Solana? That's got to wrap it up.
I mean, you gave me one more. If you want to give me another one, I've got one more.
We just don't have time. We don't. Maybe we can play another round after Plagans, all right?
I've got one more here, Hawk.
All right. We'll get to it in the 4 o'clock hour. Doug Plagans in the 4 o'clock hour is going to talk some Panthers with us. Hurricane season starts in June. We are so close. Today's what? May 18th. We are so close. Hurricane season starts in June. That'll be here before you know it. So do not wait any longer. Protect your home. For this hurricane season, if you can, and certainly for future hurricane seasons, you call my friends at BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company I use to install PGT custom windows and doors in my home. You've got security when you have PGT custom windows and doors, protecting your home and your family. Look, we all get inundated starting around this time of year with hurricane info, right? This is how many storms they're predicting. Here's what the storm names are going to be. This goes on year after year after year. Protect your home. Protect your home. It's a game changer in South Florida. If you're a homeowner and you've got PGT custom windows and doors installed, it is a game changer come hurricane season. I speak from experience. And my homeowner's insurance premium went down because of the added benefit there. So call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and get the ball rolling. 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you could check them out online at BNTImpactWindows.com. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hawkman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.